Thank you for listening to today's Daily Insight. Men Are Forged, we're about bridging the confidence gap in emerging leaders in business, relationships, and life. If that resonates with you, then go to menareforged.com to check out more. So if you're a rising manager or an emerging leader and executive in your organization, go check out menareforged.com because we are making leaders less transactional and more transformational in their leadership abilities by building soft skills like problem solving and decision making. So, and hope you enjoyed the episode today, but go to menareforged.com for more.
And I always ask this question, what percent of your job do you hate? And they're, well, what do you mean? So this is what I believe. If you like 75% of your job, 75, 80% of your job, you have an A+ job.
Yeah.
If 20 to 25% of the time in your work week, which, you know, could be 8 hours out of 40, you're doing stuff that you don't like, you've got a great job. Very rarely will you find someone who says, I love everything I do. Mm-hmm. You know, the extrovert salesman who's out, you know, selling product seems so good at what he does until he has to go behind his desk and write reports, mm-hmm. expense reports, contact reports, that kind of thing. He just does not want to do that because what he really loves to do is be selling. But in order to continue to sell, he's got to write reports. So I think, you know, we have to look at that and say, well, really, what is it? What is it that I don't like about my job or I hate about my job? And what can I do about it? Now, for some of us, we're an introvert and we have a job cold calling, selling solar panels. We're not going to be pretty good at that, right? Or we're an extrovert and we're sitting in a cubicle working on spreadsheets all day, not talking to anyone. You're probably not in the right job. So I don't know what you think about this, but I like the Enneagram, the DISC test, the Myers-Briggs. So you can find out, like, what are you good at? What is your personality? Or if you've graduated from college, what was your major? And is the job that you're, current job that you're at, does it fit? Sometimes we're in a job where we do have an abusive boss, where it's a culture of fear rather than a culture of honor or love. And if that's the case, you know, you can do an experiment and try to pray for the situation for a couple of weeks and see what happens. I have an amazing story about that, Cartwright. A young woman came to me and she said, my boss hates me. She's awful. She's, you know, I can't work there anymore. And I said, mm-hmm. Honey, would you do me a favor? For 2 weeks, would you pray for her? Not just pray for her. She's like, well, that's not going to do anything. I'm like, I know, but let's just try.
Yeah.
And so she called me after a week and she said, well, I'm praying for her and she hasn't changed, but I kind of have a burden for her. Mm. And then 2 weeks later, she called me all excited that this dragon boss lady came in and said something to her and said something like, I'm sorry, I've just been having problems at home. And this young woman said, I sense something like that. I've been praying for you. And this woman said, what? So I've been praying for you every morning for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Said,
can we go to lunch? You know, and they went to lunch and this woman, you know, unloaded all of these, you know, yeah. marriage and family problems with her. And mm-hmm. this girl was able to say, look, I've got faith in Jesus. I'll pray for you. And everything changed over the years, like a decade, they both got promoted together,
wow.
you know, through this company. And that's an extreme example of, you know, try mm-hmm. an experiment. But there's been other times when people have said, I have this abusive boss and it doesn't change. And, you know, I do not advocate staying in a job where there's any kind of abusive relationship or, you know, your life's being changed because of it.
Yeah. But I think there's something going back to what we said earlier about identity. When we realize our identity is set and we're rested in the place in God, right? That when we do experience an abusive boss or someone who's critical or hard, that we can go, oh, that we can do what you know, this woman found out, like, oh, it's not personal. She's mm-hmm. dealing with something personal and she's acting out of that. Right. But she gained empathy and she was able to connect with her. And like, it's just like when we stop taking everything as like, oh, they don't like me, you know, because they're this way.
Yeah.
And how is men, like, I think we can discern within a learn that, get, you know, gain that gift of discernment in our life when we really address this shame thing, we address the orphan spirit, the survival mindset,
yeah,
and realize that God's, you know, we're taken care of. Like, at the end of the day, this is going to work out.
That's really good. That's a really good part, right? And yeah, I believe that. At the end of the day, it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of us, you know, we're in a situation and we're looking, we can only, we're just looking and we can only see this thing right here. We mm-hmm. can't see the long view. If mm-hmm. we step back and say, is it going to be okay in 5 years? Mm-hmm. You know, you probably say to yourself, well, yeah, of course it is. Or 1 year, of course mm-hmm. it is. But right now, in the next week, you know, this thing is so big, and yeah, and you know, we're personalizing it and trying and putting all of our self-esteem on the line for this one situation. Mm-hmm. And we have to give ourselves a break, give ourselves grace.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing to practice, because then it starts filtering into our marriage. Yeah, I find guys that are struggling in their marriage is, and they are hard on their wives, is generally because they're pretty hard on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they had that practice of grace, that's interesting. This daily insight was taken from the podcast. So if you want more of this episode, please go to the description and click on the full episode. If this resonated with you, please feel free to share with anyone you know, as well as going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a review or subscribing on Spotify. For video content, go to YouTube and check out the Men Are Forged YouTube page. Appreciate you listening, and I will see you on the next Daily Insight.